When there is an error or injury at work, managers and safety professionals investigate to determine if training policies and procedures were in any way deficient and/or a factor in the incident. Now, whatever the outcome of the investigation, many organizations respond by scheduling more training for all employees to reinforce the requisite safety message. Assuming that the original training was effective, there are several reasons why this additional training may not be the answer. For starters, any workplace incident usually involves no more than a handful of employees. All the other employees who are not involved, therefore, will resent having to sit through training when it repeats what they already know. And in effect, they are being made to pay for an incident that was not of their making. But more importantly, this training also disregards the fact that the employee in question was, in fact, well-trained and well aware of all safety practices. The incident occurred, however, because the employee may have been sleepy or fatigued and succumbed to one of the most serious outcomes of sleepiness and fatigue, complacency. They knew what to do, but their state of impairment prevented them from doing it. Save your time and money and use it instead to improve or implement fatigue reduction and alertness promoting measures. If you found value in this message, please share it with others or submit a review so I can help others sleep better, feel better, and work better.